When it comes to critical infrastructure cybersecurity, White House policy has federal agencies and the private sector joined at the hip. So it matters to the federal government how good the private sector is at cyber. Unisys and the Poneman Institute surveyed companies who operate critical infrastructure. They found the picture is not great. We're going to get more now from Mark Cohn. He's Chief Technology Officer of Unisys Federal Systems. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So please give us the top line findings, particularly as they relate to those who work with the federal government here.
We were surveying utility, oil and gas, alternate energy, and manufacturing organizations to see how they address cyber threats and their perspective on cybersecurity. And I guess the top line messages to us were that although there's a lot of awareness and people recognize that there's a heightened threat situation, it's not been a top priority to these organizations to fully implement security controls, security programs. And it appears that their perspective is that the threat's increasing, but they haven't been fully responsive. And for critical infrastructure industries that affect the public safety and health, this could have dire consequences if we're not more focused on how to properly analyze, address, and then deal with what seems to be a shifting landscape.
And why aren't they more focused on it?
Well, we don't really know. I mean, we asked questions around that, and we were a little bit surprised by what we heard, because there was general recognition that the threat level is increasing, that the vulnerabilities of these systems as they have moved to internet connectivity and as there's been system consolidation has gone up. Yet we were surprised. It seems that the primary focus is on avoiding downtime and not necessarily on preventing or addressing some of the more sophisticated cyber threats.
That's a little surprising. That's what you said, I guess, because the federal government has been talking for years now about information sharing on cyber threats between the different sectors that correspond to the different federal agencies. So it sounds like agencies ought to be concerned that their counterparts in the private sector aren't really up to snuff here.
There may be another interpretation, and I'd like to share that with you, but I think the primary thing that came out was that when we asked, is security a top five strategic priority across the enterprise, only 28% of the respondents indicated that they agreed or strongly agreed. And when we asked the corollary question, which was the real money question, do you have sufficient resources committed to achieve compliance with security standards? Even if the standards aren't that high right now, only 25% said they agree with that. So it seems like 75% don't think they have sufficient resources being devoted to it. And more than almost that number, more than 80% are telling us, or 70% rather, that it's not a top five strategic priority. And I guess that is a pretty sobering thought. Now, I said there could be kind of a countervailing pattern of thinking, the glass half full. I suppose one might say the greater awareness and recognition that we're not doing enough is at least a good thing, that it's recognized that the education around what's needed is becoming more clear-cut. And so the first sign of progress in an industry when you're about to invest a lot more energy into a subject is recognizing that you haven't been doing enough. And we've seen in the past, in some with cyber about 10 years ago, that or information security maturity about 10 years ago, that many organizations kind of took a step back at one point where they realized, you know, we should have been doing more. Our perception was that we were content with our posture. It was consistent with our industry peers a year or two ago, but now we realize we've fallen behind. And they didn't fall behind because they actually went backward in progress. They fell behind because the yardstick was raised. And that may be a bit of what's going on here with the recent developments and news. A significant number of these organizations have been penetrated in the last 12 months, and that may have raised their recognition and awareness that this is a significant challenge.
That will focus the mind. We're speaking with Mark Cohn. He's CTO of Unisys Federal Systems. And just to clarify, who was the individuals in these companies surveyed that was doing the answering? Was it the CIO? Was it the security officer?
It was generally there were 599 participants in 13 countries. So it included not just the United States, but some of the developed countries like Germany and then Latin America, Colombia. And it was IT and IT security executives. So generally, we would only interview the people that were familiar with the compliance and security standards like NERC, CIP, NIST, and ISO, PCI DSS. And these should be the people that know the status of information systems and IT security in their infrastructure.
And so how do the people, the survey respondents in the United States, stack up against those in the other countries?
Generally, the results were consistent across the regions. We have not seen this in every survey we've done in the past. We have often seen regional differences where perhaps in Germany there seemed to be a greater tightness, if you will, and confidence in systems. It seems that the level of maturity, if we can generalize across the spectrum, is pretty much consistent around the world. And it could very well be that economic issues have driven a lot of the decision-making here and that they're consistent in terms of how companies respond to the marketplace and respond to the pressure they're under.
I wanted to ask you about that because you mentioned the 25% of respondents saying that they just didn't have sufficient resources or enough money to handle cyber. What do you think the cause and effect is between wanting to do more and willing to spend the money for it? Is it that people perceive it as a very expensive investment?
I'm not sure. I would not conclude that. I would suggest it might be a slightly different phenomenon. Perhaps it's more of a lag effect, that as awareness of a problem grows and action plans emerge, you need to then assemble projects. Leadership is challenged to prioritize that in the context of other ongoing concerns. And until those projects really are completed, there is often a perception that we're not doing enough because we haven't seen the results yet. So it would be premature to be overly negative about this. I think the key is that there's a recognition that not enough has been done. There's a recognition that in many organizations, there's only one person dedicated to handling the security for the industrial control systems and SCADA systems. And you know, the industrial control systems, the supervisory control and data
acquisition, I think it is. Data acquisition?
Thank you.
SCADA.
these are the systems that generally don't have a human interface. There's no operator sitting there who's aware the system might have been compromised immediately. Yet there could be an immediate threat to even loss of life, depending on the environment, if it's a fuel distribution system. So having only one person responsible for security is a little bit surprising to us. That may be part of what we're picking up, that there's a lack of organizational maturity, governance, and investment from the past, which needs to be addressed now.
And as you mentioned, the SCADA type of vulnerability could result in physical disaster, but a lot of these companies have customer accounts and customer credit information and so forth, customer location information. So do you get the sense that the Target episode might scare some of these CIOs and some of their executives above them into a little bit more action, considering the reputational loss and the eventual toppling of the CEO in the aftermath of Target?
Well, Tom, it's an interesting question because although everybody could identify with what happened to the leadership at Target, the reality is that that was a relatively mild set of consequences for the consumers and the individual people who were affected compared to what would happen if a drinking water supply or electrical distribution system were compromised for a prolonged period. I don't know that that's necessary for these companies to be aware of the issue. 67% of the respondents told us they had at least one security compromise in the last 12 months that led to the loss of confidential information or disrupted operations. So they're already experiencing this in their own industries through whether insider attacks, negligent privileged IT users, or external penetration. I don't think that they need to look at other industries to be concerned. I think that they see it in their own operations, and they recognize that what they're trying to protect has a higher level of negative consequences.
Mark, what do you think this should mean to those at the Homeland Security Department or other agencies like those that regulate the electric grid, who are trying to start these pilot programs or to improve communication with these types of companies about cybersecurity?
Among their findings, we found one that was very interesting with regard to the relationship to the community and to the government, because it appears that most of these organizations don't feel they're getting real-time actionable threat alerts about security exploits. And this is something where DHS could play a big role. Only 15% of the respondents say that they get threat intelligence that's effective and actionable. We've heard this in many other industries, but what that tells us is they are thirsty to have a greater dialogue and greater access to information that might be useful for them. And we think that that means that they would be more likely to be enthusiastic participants in voluntary programs should that information be readily available. So DHS, I think, clearly could would be welcome to be doing more to help share threat intelligence information. And in general, I think our government is in a position where we would all encourage a greater effort to be able to structure and then distribute information that can be factored directly into perimeter protection systems, intrusion detection systems, and analytics systems. I think the government's doing a lot along those lines. I'm not trying to suggest that people are reluctant to do so, but what I am suggesting is I think the private sector participants will be very happy to work with the government to receive that. We've seen that on our side as part of the defense industrial base, as part of the FS ISAC. We now are picking up the same pattern with regard to the IS ISAC, the Industrial Control Systems ISAC, and participants. We think there's a general view that everybody recognizes the problem. It's not a question of education. It's a question of action and how to do it efficiently so industries don't feel that they're spending on the wrong things.
Mark Cohn is the Chief Technology Officer of Unisys Federal Systems. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. It's a great day, and it's an important subject, so I'm happy to have the chance to talk about it.